Hey y'all, it's the Sam Clark Show. I'm back in a full effect. I know I've been gone for a while. I've been out of school, been trying to relax and just take my time with everything and just relax and take some me time, go on vacation, enjoy myself, you know. So I haven't really been on here. But today message is basically on how to just not get caught up and bogged down on thoughts about the past. These last couple weeks have allowed me to just be thankful for what God has blessed me with and what He's allowed me to see in people. Sometimes, you know, we get really shuttled down on negativity and what didn't work and not really caught up on what did work for our good. So, you know, that's what today is going to be about, how to just eliminate those negative thoughts. And I just recently figured out how to escape that by just, you know, thinking about positive things and just going out with my friends or just going out on the town and just relaxing. Today was a very beautiful day. It's a lot of people who are out there who need to be inspired. And I've been going through my Facebook. When I woke up this morning, I went through my Facebook and I was like, you know, there's just some sad situations, some sad people out there. And there was an article on how people get trapped and depressed by some things they see on Facebook. And I just, you know, said to myself, I'm just going to take a break from all of that and get on my podcast and just talk to everybody about how to stay fit and positive and how to remove those negative thoughts from the past and just move forward. Because the past is what keeps you trapped. It keeps you there for a very long time until you realize that the present is going to remain the present. It's going to remain to move forward without you. And if you don't start using your time wisely to, you know, live the life that you're made to live, you're not going to be able to enjoy life if you're focusing on the past and you're focusing on negative thoughts and things that just, you know, have consumed you for so long. And so I had to get back on here and just plead my case and just say, you know, I don't really care what anybody thinks or what anybody has to say. I'm just going to live my life, do what I want, not feel, you know, because today I woke up and I was like, I feel bad. I don't got nothing to do or nowhere to be. And then, you know, I looked at the cars outside. No cars is outside, just my car and maybe one other neighbor's car. And I was like, you know, I need to be going somewhere and doing something. But then I stopped to think, no, I have been going. I have been running every morning, getting up, going to school, doing all this stuff. Now it's time for me to rest. Now it's time for me to relax, you know, keep my cool. I got exam coming up and I cracked the book halfway open. So maybe, you know, I'll find something useful with that to do today. If not, I'm not going to feel bad about it because I'm smart. I can do anything I put my mind to. I can get it done. And so the more I speak positive things will come into existence. And that's what I just wanted to share with you guys today. It's just speak those positive things. Speak those things as though they were, instead of focusing on the things that have already occurred that you can't do anything about. Just move forward. Move on. I went to Hibachi. Got me some food. Yes. And I'm so happy. I'm about to dive in. I'm about to eat it. I'm about to crack this TV open, see what it's got popping on Netflix, because you have some good shows. And we also have some sad things in the news, too. And that's what I'm saying about staying positive and moving forward in life. Like, you can't rely on stuff that has happened or reoccurred. You just got to keep pushing and asking God to forgive you for those things you might not have done so well. And, you know, the things you are doing well, you need to focus on. And so, you know, power to that is just not to focus on things that you shouldn't. So I hope that everybody has a positive day. And my husband's trying to call me, so I'm about to pop off of here. You guys have a great week. Love you guys.